Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Bree. How may I help you?
Yes, I'm calling about a smartwatch that you guys sent. I can't get it to work.
Yes, sir. Can I have the zip code, please?
21206.
Can I have that first and last name?
Sure. Just spell it. George Jones.
Thank you. And can you verify the shipping address, please?
Okay. I wanted to hear that, so I'm having a little problem hearing if they haven't worked with me. But what'd you say?
Can you verify that shipping address, please?
Shipping address.
Oh, yeah. The shipping address is 5512 Frankfort Avenue, Baltimore, Maryland, 21206.
Thank you. Can you give me just a moment while I look over your account?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Okay, George, I see on November 3rd, you ordered the 14-day trial for the Hype Watch.
Yes.
What I can do is extend that trial out 30 days to give you a little bit more time with the watch. Have you received it yet?
I received it. That's the problem. It's not working. I used to have trial on it. Is this a watch that I'm paying for or is it already paid for?
You paid $6.97 for shipping and handling for the 14-day. It was a free 14-day trial. You paid $6.97 for the shipping and handling. After those 14 days, on the 15th day, you'll get charged that full price for the product, which is
$59.97. No, it's not worth it. I'm going to send it back.
Okay. It is a really great watch. What I can do is get you one reshipped out and get you 50% off that original price.
And how much would that be?
50% off of that 50. Give me just a moment, please.
Mm-hmm.
That'll be about $30.
Okay, now when you send me the other watch, are you going to have this statement in this agreement that it's at this price? I need something in writing.
I'm going to notate it in your account. I'm not sure if they send emails out for discounts, but I'm going to notate it in your account. So if they do charge you that $59, which I'm almost 100% sure they will not, because they're going to put that discount in, you just call us back and it'll be in your notes and they'll get you that refund.
I don't think I'm interested, because like I said, I'm having enough problem after the last couple of days. It's not working, so I don't think I want to be bothered with it. I'm gonna send it back.
Okay, I do understand that. I'd really hate to lose you as a customer, George. Tell you what I can do. I can throw in my family discount, making that watch half off, or I can throw in a free pair of earbuds to go with that watch. So you'll be getting the watch and the headphones for that same price as the watch.
I understand what you're saying, but like I said, you were telling me on the phone now, but the 14 days started counting, and then it controversy after that, and I'm stuck with the product and the price.
And the product
ain't painful. And this one is not working, so I think I'm supposed to go ahead and cancel that order.
Okay. Excuse me just a second. You will have to send the watch back within the 7 days, within the next 7 days, to avoid the end of trial charge. Let me see when your trial ends.
Should be more than 7 days.
Okay, so your trial doesn't end until November 17th. So I'm going to extend your account out for 7 days, and you have 7 days to return the watch, or else you would be charged that
$59.97. Now, what I do, the same sticker you put on that, cover my name, and check your address, how do I go about this? I still have the envelope that came in tracking the UPS envelope. I don't, but there's no return. I'll be didn't send a return in. I stamped it. I won't return it.
I'm sorry.
So why do I send this back to? Most time you get a.
Yes, sir. I can give you the address in just one moment. Can you hold on for just a second while I notate your account?
Okay.
Thank you. I'm still here, George. Just notating that account. Give me one more moment, please.
Oh, okay.
Okay, George, I do have that cancellation number, and I have that address. Do you have a pen and paper?
Yes, just a moment.
That is?
Just a moment.
Okay, let me know when you're ready.
Mama. Mom. Okay, I'm ready.
That's the letter C as in cat, the number 4, the letter D as in dog, the number 1, the number 6, the number 2, the letter E as in Edward, the number 5, the number 7, the number 7, the number 4. And that address is 20.
Wait a minute. I'm going to write to white. You got no fancy idea. Okay, now what's the, got the number? What's the address?
2066 North Capitol Avenue. Suite 3010.
Call the suite again.
San Jose.
So just a moment. Give me the suite number again. Give me the suite number again.
3010.
Okay.
San Jose, California. 95. 132.
Okay, can I have that confirmation number? Let me try. I'm going to read it back to you, or do you want to read it over again to me?
Yes, sir. That's the letter C as in cat, the number 4, the letter D as in dog, the number 1, the number 6, the number 2, the letter E as in Edward, the number 5, the number 7, the number 7, the number 4.
Okay. So I just put it back in there, but I assume I'm going to have to pay the shipping for it to come back to you?
I'm sorry?
I assume I'm going to have to pay for the shipping to send it back?
Yes, sir. This company, this particular company doesn't issue a RMA.
Okay.
Is
the address, but what name is that from?
Okay, you have a, what's the name, what name is on that?
You said what name?
Yes. Company name. I'm
Jabob's Way.
Just a moment. How you spell that?
J as in job. A as in apple, B as in boy, O, B as in boy, S as in Sam, Way, W, A, Y.
Okay.
So that's just the name put on
just that's the name. The
company? Yes, sir. That's the company name.
Jabba's Way. That's the confirmation number. Jabba's Way, 2066 North Capitol Avenue, Suite 3010, San Jose, California, 95132.
Yes, sir. You said San Jose, right?
Yes.
Okay. Yes, sir.
Okay, the name is Jabob's Way. Jabob's Way?
Yes, sir.
Okay. I thank you for your patience. Thank you for your help. Sorry it didn't work out, but I'm just saying, I've been taking it with it for the last 2 or 3 days. I thought I was like a mess for that right now. And plus, I'm going to send you something too much tinkering. And you've been very helpful. And I'll just send an email and send it back to you.
Okay, George, remember you got 7 days to November 17th to get that watch returned, okay?
Okay.
Thank you, George. Have a wonderful day.
Okay. Now, I know the election is over. Is that to get a return or get a postmark?
I'm sorry?
Is that to get a return or postmark? I don't know how the mail's running. You know, the mail kind of screwed up right there.
I'm not sure.
But I'm sure I would have the cancellation, so it should be in a problem. That is canceled. I'm going to go bicker over that.
Right. They won't charge you unless you don't send the watch back. If you don't send the watch back, then they'll charge you.
I understand. Believe me, you've been very happy. You've been very patient. Thank you for that. And you have a good day. You see your name is what now?
Bree.
B-R-E-E.
B as in boy, R as in Robert, E
oh,
as in Edward.
Okay, Bree. I'm trying to put an A on it. Bree, yeah.
Yeah.
That's all.
That's fine.
Yeah. Thank you very much. I can see your smile through the phone.
How did you know I was smiling, George?
I can hear it in your voice. You're a very pleasant person to work with. You're doing the right job dealing with people like me. Thanks again. You have a good day.
You're welcome, George. Thank you for calling customer support. Have a wonderful day.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.